Okay, so this event is called Psyche and the Spirit of the Times, a series of community conversations on the current state of the American psyche. What a great title. And where else can you go to talk about that kind of stuff? There's many places you can go to talk about the political implications of what's happening in America right now or the economic implications, but where can you go to talk about the psychic implications? We started this series and had four of them during the election season of 2004, and they were very successful. We had our last one the Friday after the election results were known, and a lot of people came to that to work through their feelings about that. And so we decided that it was so successful, we'd like to try it again. So we scheduled this one here and then another one on May 20th to complete this year's Psyche and the Spirit of the Time sequence, but then we'd like to try to pick it up again during the academic year in the fall and have four more next year. The emphasis of these meetings is not necessarily on the speaker, but of course we want to find a really good speaker, and we have one tonight in David. But the idea of having the speaker is to seed the conversation, and the conversation is really the main focus of the work we're trying to do in these groups, because there's no place to go where we can talk about things at this level in relation to the American psyche. And so we've always talked to our speakers and asked them to think in terms of seeding a conversation. So to that end, when David has finished speaking for about 40 minutes, we're going to break up into small groups. And I really encourage you, I noticed last time when we had a speaker, some people left. And I know there's a kind of a tendency if you're kind of a shy or introvert, to leave, but I would like to encourage you to stay. We're all nice people. We're all here because we want to talk about what's happening deep in our hearts. And so I really encourage you to stay. And what we'll do is fairly complicated, so I'll tell you again before we do it, but just to sort of see the image. What I'd like to invite us to do is to break up into groups of no more than five, and I'd say probably no less than four. So groups of four or five, right? And you can just form chairs and circles here. If we have more people showing up around 7:30 and it seems like that's a little too crowded, you can go out into the foyer out here. We also have two breakout rooms through that door that you can go to. So we'd like to ask you to break up into groups of five, and David's prepared some questions for you to talk about. We'll speak about 20 minutes with each other, and then I'll ring a bell, and then we'd like to ask one person to stay in that circle and the four other people to go in slightly different directions and find a space in a circle that was formed for the previous talk. Does that make sense? And so we're sort of self-organizing here. And so we figure it'll take about 5 minutes for a transition, then we'll have a 20-minute conversation with a new group of people and a different set of questions. Does that make sense to everyone? And so I really want to emphasize that we're trying to privilege the notion of community conversations. And here we are, all in the same room, taking a Friday night out of our lives to speak about these matters. So I think I've covered that. If you are interested in more details about sort of the mission statement of this group, there are some flyers on the back that has a mission statement for what we're doing here. But I think you get the idea. Well, let me introduce David Spangler. We're very fortunate to have David be able to speak with us tonight. He's been a leading light of the intellectual and spiritual community of the Northwest for a long time. I remember hearing him speak in the late 80s, and he was the only person who has ever made channeling make sense to me. And so I'm hoping that you'll be able to enlighten me again about the question of inner citizenship. So David is a writer and a spiritual teacher and co-founder of the Lorien Association, a not-for-profit spiritual educational institution that provides both online and face-to-face programs in incarnational spirituality and world work. So he's a very appropriate speaker for us tonight, and I'm very happy to have him here. So, David, thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
Well, thank you all very much. It's a real pleasure and a privilege to be here and to talk to the Jung Society of Seattle. And that passes for the small talk at the beginning, you see. But it was heartfelt and deeply meant, I assure you. But as Randy said, our objective is to move as expeditiously as possible towards the meat of the evening, which is the conversation that you will have together. The topic tonight is inner citizenship, and I want to begin by explaining what I mean by that. And I'm going to take advantage of this whiteboard, but I won't say anything while I'm over there because Mike is here, you see. And although I'm sure you can hear me quite well, Randy's recorder may not.